Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with the Capital City Recap on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
6:34 on a Wednesday night, Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Hey, send us an email. Let us know what you think. Our email address, capitalcityrecap@gmail.com. Well, the Lansing owner of a former medical marijuana dispensary facing election fraud charges that were brought by Attorney General Bill Schuette, being exonerated by a not guilty verdict today. To talk about the case and her thoughts on the motives behind it, I'm joined by Shakina Pena, the owner of Your Healthy Choice Clinic, which is now a medical marijuana resource center. Shakina, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you. How are you?
Very good. I know last time you were on the program, you were not able to talk about the details of the case, but now that it's over, hopefully we can get into it a bit. I do wonder, at any point during the process, did you have any direct interaction with the Attorney General?
None, not at all. In the very beginning, when we went to, I think, the preliminary trials, the Attorney General office didn't even show up, and they had stated that they were not aware of the hearings or the dates of the courts, and it was a long withdrawal process. I'm just glad it's basically over.
Now let's begin with what set things off. What was it you were doing that led the Attorney General to charge that this was election fraud?
Well, we are part of the Greater Lansing Medical Marijuana Association, and that association decided to do a voter registration drive. So we were not the only dispensary in the city of Lansing that was pushing for a voter registration drive. So I decided that when we were going to register patients to vote, that instead of giving pens or something like that or stickers, that if they're a medical marijuana patient, then we could give them a medible or, a little half gram, which would be the same as a medible price-wise, you know. And so I don't know what actually made me decide to do that, because I didn't know whether it was legal or illegal, but I just thought it was kind of harmless. So it was truly a stumbling into politics, but I learned really quick what to look out for and what not to do next time.
So suddenly some folks from the Attorney General's office show up, and did they talk to you about what was happening, or were you essentially immediately charged?
It was a week after the rally. The day after the rally is the rally that we had downtown here in Lansing at the Capitol, and I think they called it the Freedom Rally. It was the day after they had contacted my attorney, because when the press release went out, that's what we were doing, making the website, and the Attorney General had called us shenanigans. We had responded to it, so I had my attorney try to, clear it up, because we didn't want to bring, a black eye to the medical marijuana community. We wanted to not also lose, the credibility that we worked so hard in the community. So when I heard that, we responded to it, and then that's when they contacted him months later and said that he was pressing charges.
Now, when that first happened, was there any conversation of avoiding a trial? Was there any plea deal they were going to be able to work out with you?
Appeals came, offers came through, and I was not taking one of them because I was not saying I was not guilty. Not guilty. So we fought it to the end of the trial.
And what kind of penalty then were you facing?
It was a misdemeanor charge, and I had never been charged of anything, so it was, extremely scary. But it was a misdemeanor charge. The maximum would have been 90 days. And $500 fine.
What did your attorney say in terms of this case being brought against you? Did he think it was abnormal for you to be pursued this way?
He said you're a public figure, be cautious in what you do. The more that you get involved in politics, this can be, harder for you. They're going to come down on you, and it's marijuana, and maybe possibly pharmaceutical companies, they can look at you bad. But I came from healthcare, and I'm truly a patient. So I've seen and pulled myself away from it, even with MS for 12 years. I don't smoke pot. I'm not a pothead. I've had the certification resource center since 2009. Dispensing is something that we've only done the last 6 months. So, the Attorney General during our whole trial, their office made me look like this aggressive, businesswoman, greedy, and I did this for ulterior motives, and it was killing me to sit there and take that, because I've been about the patients, I've been about awareness, and it was extremely difficult.
I'm talking to Shakina Pena. She's the owner of the Your Healthy Choice Clinic here in Lansing. So this was a jury trial, and you said they were painting you out to be this aggressive businesswoman. Was there a focus on the fact that this was a medical marijuana establishment?
Yes, the focus was in the opening on the trial. the assistant had stated, from the Attorney General's office, stated, this is not about medical marijuana. This is not about dispensary. This is about her lowering votes and so forth. And we had no idea what he was going to come with, but we knew that that was not the case. We did not buy votes. You know, we did a voter registration drive. We had different slates up from a lot of different publications about every candidate in there. You know, I visited a couple of different candidates who were opposing medical marijuana that had tours in our facility because we are part of this community. We worked with city council members. We wanted to work with the medical marijuana. We worked with a lot of dispensaries in Lansing to clean it up, to change the image for us because we're tired of looking like potheads. And I don't even smoke marijuana. So I didn't want the stigma. I wanted it to go away. But it turned out to be a good victory.
And the issue was that the difference between simply encouraging or having a voter registration drive and what you were doing is that they said that you were incentivizing it with potentially a half gram of medical marijuana, and that made it election fraud?
Yes. And the Attorney General, he, like I said in his opening, he said this is not about dispensaries or marijuana. But in his closing, he was saying she was giving away a controlled substance. And I thought, this is absurd. And my attorney, you know, he kept fighting throughout the whole trial that this is no different than a hot dog. Isn't a hot dog have some form of value to it? Doesn't a pen have some form of value to it? So Bert and Matt Newberg, he enforced that apparently a hot dog, a pen, and a button is no different than, you know, a medical marijuana medible or medical marijuana.
Now, things have changed quite a lot since that time. We now see the dispensaries basically no longer exist. I know that your clinic is now a marijuana resource center. Do you think that, I guess this is kind of an easy answer, but in the sense of the Attorney General being at war with the medical marijuana establishment, is that overstating it a bit?
You know, we get that a lot in the community. They're saying he's bullying us, he's doing this, and so forth. And, you know, now you're on his target and everything. I'm a very spiritual person. So I believe in David Goliath, you know, and I feel that was how we were victorious on it today. I don't know what his personal, you know, vendetta is against it. You know, I've been one out here trying to fight for these patients, and I can understand the stigma. I was on the other fence. It was a 180, you know, years ago, 10 years ago when I was in health care, because that was my mindset as well. But when the tables turn because you calm a patient, it enlightens you and it just becomes passionate about it. And, you know, we just keep pushing. We keep spreading that awareness and fight. Show them how to fight compliantly, you know, passive-aggressive fighters. But we need those warriors out there that are staying open, that get raided. We don't want to do that. I don't want to risk the, you know, patients that have access to come in and get certifications or a strand recommendation or the workshops that we do. Like I said, we've been a resource since 2009 for these patients, and we didn't want to risk by staying open for them.
So what is the structure now? Medical marijuana patients, they're, I think, well over 100,000 or so in Michigan. Right. How do they go about getting their medical marijuana exactly?
You know, I'm really unsure. A lot of when the movement, the Court of Appeals passed, we were starting to match up patients with caregivers that would come in with surplus. So now we had to make it a point to make sure that every patient had a caregiver. But, you know, the Department of Regulations, obviously, they will see that there's so many change forms that are coming in because it's a breakdown in the relationship. Or where does that patient go if they don't have a caregiver, if they're not indeed growing themselves because they're in Section 8 homes or something where they don't have the means or the funds to even grow for themselves? Where do they get their medication? So we try to provide, like, the network. There's a lot of different people in the medical marijuana community who match them up, different caregivers, and they've just all been trying to pull together. Some dispensaries staying open. You know, we don't want to directly refer to them to those dispensaries, but we educate them on what they risk if they're part of a raid, you know, that they can be wrapped up in, and what they face. So they take it as you enter at your own risk, basically. And unfortunately, a lot of them are just in the streets, and a lot of them just run under the shadows like they had been, and it's sad.
It doesn't seem like we've seen very many of these raids on the dispensaries that are still operating. Why do you think that is?
They're afraid, definitely. You know, and it's very expensive, you know, for the court cases and defense, and especially when they think you're a dispensary owner, you have all this money. Some of them weren't even growing. So, you know, the business aspect of it, they weren't really putting a lot of money in their pockets. But it's hard for a lot of people to think that because they think, well, they're getting marijuana. There's so much money, you know, correlated with it. But that's truly not the case.
Well, I guess I meant it doesn't seem that authorities have not been very aggressive in raiding dispensaries that have remained in operation.
I haven't seen a lot of them. I don't know if they're trying to challenge, you know, the style of model that they're open in. Like someone were saying, we are doing a service. We are not selling marijuana because we're not charging sales taxes. You know, I've seen a lot of different ideas of what patients and caregivers are doing at different facilities, and it's interesting. And so we'll see how one of those models get challenged.
Shakina Pena, the owner of the Your Healthy Choice Clinic here in Lansing, who just got a not guilty verdict on charges of election fraud filed by the Attorney General. Shakina, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you so much.
When we come back,